Hey, hello, Mr. Garcia. Hey, how you doing? This is Josh. I was just giving you a call back here. How you doing? Hello, Mr. Garcia, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
All right, there you go. I can hear you a little bit better. How you doing?
I'm driving, so I don't know if the service, but yeah, good.
Gotcha. I was just checking, of course, seeing if you reviewed the link I sent over to you.
Yeah, I took a look at it and looked at my mom's bills. She's only paying average is 22 cents
Probably not. I mean,
a kilowatt hour. So I don't, and then I don't want to be stuck with, you know, a 25 year. So I guess pretty much it's not going to work out the way I see it, because I don't want to be stuck with having that for 25 years.
And they just purchased the power
to sell the house, and you know, that complicates things as well. So
Okay.
we're going to be passing on this.
Gotcha. No worries. I did just want to let you know, right? She is paying pretty high in her high month. So her average, like we talked about yesterday, was around that 150. And like I mentioned, right, we get you closer to that 17 to 20 cents in regards to the price per kilowatt. So it's definitely going to still see savings with it. It's just a
Right, but
matter of.
you guys, or it's going to be charged based off of how much she collects, right?
It's how much the system produces for her, right? So to give you an example, if she, let's just say, uses 10,000 kilowatts a year, then what we do is we give her a system that produces that 10,000 kilowatts. So instead of purchasing the energy from her energy provider, which I believe it's LADWP at this point, or is it California Edison, she eliminates that, and now she just purchases it from that solar system at that cheaper rate. So whether that's 17 or that 20 cents.
Yeah, so how do you guys determine her? Is it usage, or is it based off of how much? Again, I don't know how the term, but how much power or how much electricity it collects.
Yeah, it's based on how much energy she produces, right? Because that system's going to produce for her that 10,000 kilowatts. So it's going to produce whatever she uses for her last year cycle. And that's what we're going to charge her, is whatever that system produces for her.
Okay.
So she's still definitely
Is
going to
it a
be.
possibility that it produces more than what she's going to use? Let's say she goes on vacation for half the year and, you know, no power for 6 months. She's still going to get charged the full year, like if she was home all year long.
That is correct, because it's what the system produces for her. But that's if she were to go on, like, right, vacation for that long, but it's what that system produces for the homeowner, and that's what it charges. That's it.
Yeah,
So
and
even
with the
on.
batteries, I'm assuming it produce, let's again, example is a 10,000. Produce 10,000 because of the battery pulling in, getting filled up during the day, and then her using it at night. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So if she were to have a battery pack, and quick question again, were she with California Edison or LADWP?
Southern California Edison.
Southern California Edison. Okay. So it's actually recommended she has a battery pack, because what happens with California Edison is if homeowners were to go solar, if you do not have a battery pack, any excess energy that she were to produce actually gets sent back to them, and they don't give you 100% for whatever you generate, right? So if she were to generate 1,000
Right.
kilowatts for them, they only give her
Yeah, and
400.
I know that, especially now that they update, or I don't know when they did it, but the when they went to the new .3 or whatever it's called,
Net metering, yeah, 3.0.
that net metering 3, yeah, they give a lot less, because I got in earlier, so
Oh,
I don't
that's
get the
good.
full 100%, but I got in
Yeah.
on the 2,
Gotcha. So
so I can
you got
pull
in
back.
at net metering 2.0. That's good.
Yeah,
Well, at least you get a little bit
and I do
more.
wish, yeah, I wish I would have known a little bit more at the time I bought mine, because I would have got the battery as well, but I didn't.
Yeah. No, and I completely understand. I mean, at least I still think it's worth at least sitting down and seeing what we could do for you, because she's still, it's averaging that, you know, 150, and I know for a fact we can get her down definitely lower than that. So
Well,
absolutely.
yeah, it's gonna be lower because she, again, I did the math for the past 3 years, and she's averaging 24. But you know, of course, every year it kind of goes a little bit higher just because of the cost. But she's even like this the past 3 months, she's averaging 23 cents a kilowatt hour. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right term, but it's 23 cents per whatever, however they calculate.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because it depends on the time of day as well, like what she uses.
Right.
So like,
and
if she uses early morning, that's probably what, 20 cents. And then middle of the day is probably that 23. And then the peak is like 30, 35.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it just averages out. I just looked at how much she used for the day or for the month divided by the price of what they charge her. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think, you know, because right now you're saying 17 to 20 some cents.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, and then I think you mentioned that it's not going to go up.
Correct. It gets locked in at that, but it depends on the size of the system. So like if she were to get a smaller system, right, because it depends on how much she's using for the entire year, then she can get locked in at a lower price per kilowatt, right? Because now that system's not bigger. She's using way less energy. So like it really all depends on the size of the system. It's hard to give numbers out when I'm not looking at the bill and seeing exactly how much she's currently using. But that's why I say it's at least worth having the consultation to see if she can definitely see the savings from that point. You know, just to have a peace of mind as well, especially with these rate increases. I mean, you're well aware of them as well. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on the 25-year, I guess, lease or term. Maybe not a lease, but the term.
Okay. I mean, there are other options for homeowners. I know there's a new one rolling out that keeps you locked in and fixed without the bill ever going up. There are newer programs rolling out. We're actually learning about them. We actually learned about them this week, so we're advising homeowners of them this following week. If that's something you want to look into as well, our energy consultant can actually talk to you guys about that, because from what we're hearing, these programs are going to be a lot better for the homeowners, because it acts almost as like a owning the system as soon as that 5 years is up, but that price would always stay fixed for that duration. Like it would, like at that point. Does that make a little sense?
Yeah. And then during the 25-year term, if let's say I don't know the name of it, but the piece that converts the power or however.
The inverters?
Yeah. If that goes out, then we end up using the Southern California's Edison until it gets repaired, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, the inverters, they're each for each panel, right? So if one inverter goes out, that doesn't mean
your
whole
system. Okay, no, then it's not the inverter I'm talking about. It's the box that sits
main
on the side
unit?
Of the house. The what?
Main panel unit?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that controls that's the one that brings in all that energy. So you're saying
so if that goes out, then we end up, until it gets repaired, we end up having to use Southern California's Edison's power until it gets repaired, right?
Correct. Well, what I can tell you is if your main panel unit were to go out, not even California Edison can bring you power to your home, because your main power unit, right, is what helps turn on everything on your property. So if that were
then it's not that. It's I don't know the name of it, but
it's probably the system itself you're talking about, like if the solar system were to go out, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The panel that controls us, that, again, I don't know if it's what it's called, but at least in my house, I have to, like, where at some time, and I don't know if having a battery changes things, but so what happened with me is the solar panel, so that went out on me once.
Okay.
And then, I went through Tesla, so they went ahead and replaced it, but during the time that I was waiting for it to get replaced, pretty much Edison was providing all the power to me instead of solar during the day.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Now, so if that part goes out, then we're going to, for this system, how fast can you guys get to replace that?
Yeah, especially if it's something serious as you have no power from that system, we're out the next day. I can assure you that, because there has been, you know, some homeowners that reach out to us saying, hey, a panel or two of mine are out. We're out the next day, because we're acting as the new energy provider, essentially, right? Since that system's on top of your house and you're getting energy from that, we would need to respond to that right away. So we're out pretty much next day, if anything, the following day after that.
And then you guys are or maybe not you, but whoever we end up doing the contract with, are they monitoring the system, or do we, as the owners, we have to call you guys call yeah. them to have, you know, to report the issue?
Yeah, really good question. So it does come with a monitoring app. So it's an application where you can check on a daily basis. So if you see something that is a little wrong with the system, or you see that a panel's not pulling in energy, you would need to notify us right away so we can go out there and do that. Now, if we notice that the whole entire system's not working and there's nothing being reported, then that's when we'll reach out to you and be like, hey, is everything okay with your system? Have you got a second bill, anything like that? But if it's something in regards to like, oh, you know, one of my panels are a little bit off in production, then of course that would be something the homeowner would need to check on their mobile app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess whenever those other plans come around, maybe you can reach out to me to see if those, and then I guess I didn't really catch exactly with the new plans. It just, yeah, I'm just not keen. And that's why we didn't lease back then. It's just, I don't care to be in a long-term contract.
Gotcha.
And
No, yeah,
you never know if we decide to need it to sell, that's going to make things a bit harder to sell. I'm sure, again, I don't know if it's how much different. It sounds like a lease. I know it's a little bit different than a lease, but it's still, I don't, you know, if we decide to sell, the buyer is going to have to, I don't, does it automatically go to the buyer, to the new buyer, or?
Correct.
Do they have automatically. So there's no, like, credit or anything that needs to be checked?
Yeah, nothing like that. With these newer programs, with the power purchase agreements, they're not like the programs from the past. I know there was horror stories in the past where homeowners need to qualify not only for the home, but now for the solar, and they have to run their credit twice. It's nothing in regards to that. With the power purchase agreement, the savings that your mother is seeing, she can easily pass that on to the next homeowner. And now the homeowner, it's kind of like calling into California Edison. You know how if you buy a new property, you need to call and be like, hey, I'm the new homeowner. Here's my information. I'll be the one making the payments now. Same exact
now
thing
what,
with the solar.
Yeah, now what if we decide to, or we want to move it to one of our other properties?
Gotcha. That's a really good question. I actually don't get asked that a lot, but I'm glad that you did. So if you would want to move the solar, that home is tailored, or that solar is tailored for that home, right? Because each home and their energy usage is different. So if you were to like own the system, by all means, you can take it down and take it with you. But we really don't recommend that for homeowners because, right, if you were to take that to a new property, it's not going to compare to the same energy usage you had on the other property, right? Because it depends on how big the home was, right? The energy appliances that were in there, if they're more energy efficient or not. So we always recommend homeowners, if they were to get solar, if you wanted to move it, the only way you could is if you were to like purchase it cash or finance. But if it's part of a power purchase agreement, then of course it would stay on that property and that new homeowner just takes over it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess another question is, what if we later on we end up needing or we end up using, I guess example is I move in with my family over to this house.
Yeah, you use more energy.
And now we're using more electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good question. Well, that's something.
Can we upgrade later?
Yeah, I mean that's definitely something that's in the works for homeowners. So if they have existing systems, let's just say for instance, if you get an electric vehicle or you do plan on adding a pool, we can definitely add to that system now. But I always like to recommend homeowners, if you are looking into solar and if you have any future plans of either adding to the property, getting an electric vehicle, maybe adding a jacuzzi or a pool, something that draws a lot of power, you want to be pretty transparent with the energy consultant because what they can do is they can add future consumption in for you. So when you do make that switch, you won't get hit with the second bill from California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if, all let's right. just say, for instance, something were to come up that, oh, a family member needs to move in, it's an emergency, and you didn't see it coming, then, of course, we can add to that system as well.
Yeah, and those other plans that you were mentioning, is that something that's coming out soon, or it's already out? Or
no, it's already out. We were just implementing it for homeowners this upcoming week, so that's something that my energy consultant can actually talk to you guys about as well. If you have some availability, I know they will be in the area in the later part of the week for you guys. So if you have some time.
I honestly don't care to talk to someone in person. I prefer to do my research and then come up with questions and then get answered. Because the thing with in person, it's again, I've been through this. They're really pushy on getting in. I'd rather just, if you guys have a package or something, you know, like you did give me the link. I kind of did look into it yesterday and kind of just seeing what the difference is between the lease and this one. But
yeah, I mean, if you like as well, we don't necessarily have to meet in person. If you want to do, like, let's just say a Zoom call to where they can go over all that with you and answer any other additional questions and send any other links to you, they can do that as well. That's not an issue. The only reason why, of course, we would want to do the in-person consultation is because they do check the main panel unit and take some exterior photos of the roof just to make sure that the property is good to go. But if a Zoom consultation works for you, we can definitely do that as well, to where they can just sit there, answer any questions you may have, and then, you know, provide to you the information that you may need.
Okay. And then the, I guess, to get the actual amount, or the I guess the per kilowatt hour price, you guys would have to know exactly what size of system we're going to be getting.
Correct. Yeah. So what we'll need is just page 3 of your mother's utility bill. That shows a bar graph. That bar graph shows her annual usage for the entire year, right? So her high months, her low months, everything in between. And what we do is we calculate that to see how much energy she uses. And then based on how much energy she uses, that would be the correct system size that we give her. So that's why, you know, if you want to do that Zoom consultation as well, they can go over all that with you and show you the breakdown and how it works.
Okay, and then you said that you guys offer a purchase.
Correct. Yes, there's finance options as well as cash options. So if either one works for you guys in that regards, they literally break down each program and see which one works best for, you know, in
now,
your mother's.
Is there a price difference of cash or finance?
No, not that I know of. I know with finance, it's traditionally like, you know, financing a vehicle. So there might be, an interest on it. In regards to the cash, it might be
a little bit
cheaper.
For sure with the loan. I'm just looking at, like, I guess out the door price type of thing.
Oh, no, out the door, traditionally, it's the same exact thing as the cash option. It's just, of course, if you were to finance it, then it has that interest on it.
Okay. Yeah, because I think, again, I don't really care for that long-term contract. So,
okay. Yeah, I mean,
we can set something up for maybe a Zoom call, just kind of I can provide like the annual cost and how much it would be for a purchase.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, we could definitely do something like that. The only thing we would need prior to the Zoom consultation, it would actually be your mother's energy bill. So, if you have that, we would need page 1 and page 3 of her latest utility bill, because that would give us a better indication of what size system she needs. And then that's when our energy consultant can actually go over the different options for you.
Okay. Yeah, I can provide that. Page 1. Oops. Let me get my notes here. Page 1 and page
3. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I can provide that, and then, yeah, I can also take a picture of her panel.
Perfect, yeah, that would work out great. And then what I can do for you is I can actually set that up for you tentatively if next week works best for you, like on either a Wednesday or a Thursday in the afternoons or mornings. We do have that time slot available, so I can send that Zoom link over, and you can meet with the consultant.
Okay, yeah, and then I know the roof is fairly, I guess, new, because she had it done 2020, a few years ago, so it's not.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
Couldn't have any issues with the roof, as in, like, you know, it should be fairly new, so we're good with that.
Perfect, yeah. As long as you're able to send page 1, page 3, and the picture of that main panel unit, I can definitely go ahead and set up that Zoom call, and then we can go ahead and help you out with either the cash option, finance, or the power purchase agreement, whichever one you want to look into, whichever one makes more sense. They can break that all down for you.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so just, do you want me to text you that information?
Yes. Yeah. Or... yeah. You can actually send it to this number here, the number I sent you the link to. You can send me all that. And then what I can do in the meantime, I can tentatively set this for you. Would next week, like around Wednesday or Thursday, be good for you?
Yeah, I think when, I mean, Wednesday should be better, good for me. Let me see. Well, no, actually, my wife has a calendar. I don't have that. So I think Wednesday should be fine.
Gotcha. And then does the morning or afternoon work better for you, Mr. Garcia?
Probably just, I guess, can we do like a more of an evening call?
Evening? Yeah, of course. So like around this time, good, like 5:30, 6?
Well, I normally, today actually, I got off a little bit early. I'm usually, I should be available between 6:30, I guess maybe we can do 7.
Yeah, 7 is perfect because 7 is the last time slot we do have for that day. So I can do 7.
Okay.
So I'll tentatively set it for you for Wednesday at 7. Once you send me page 1, page 3, and that main panel unit, I can go ahead and call and confirm to make sure it's all set up. But yeah, other than that, I can send you a text message just letting you know you're tentatively set for Wednesday at 7. And once we receive that, you'll be all set, okay?
Okay. We can do that. All right. Thanks.
Awesome. Sounds good, Mr. Garcia. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you again. I'm happy I'm able to answer all your questions. And then the consultant, of course, will be with you. But once you send all that over, we can go ahead and confirm for Wednesday at 7.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Sounds good. You have a great day, Mr. Garcia, and enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.